question that you asked, Idina Knosa. What's the difference if it's a Knas or it's Mikra Din? In both places you have to pay. What should be the difference? So, like Rashi says, Husha Moser Yishalom. That's that the person that tells on the other person that he has to pay. What's the difference if it's a Din or it's a Knas? Almost, he said back to him, yes, there's a big difference. Idina Gamrina Mine. If it's a Din, we can learn out other places. Like Rashi says, Mahai Maisa Rav Nachman, Lisharaka Midin, Azok and the Yamo, we can learn out other cases from here also. But, he Knas like Gamrina Mine. If it's only a Knas, like Rashi says, Hod the Kansun Rav Nachman, Vishum the Rogel Hoya Bekach, like Gamrina Mine. Like maybe Rav Nachman put a special Knas here because this person was Rogel in doing this. And therefore the cloud would be, you can't learn out from a Knas. So Gemara says, how do I know this Yisoid to Mikunasa like Amrinan? That's something that's only a Knas, we can't learn out to other places. Titania would not like this. But Rishon Hoyo Amrinan, at the beginning, the Locha was said, HaMetama V'HaMenasech. That if somebody's Metama, somebody else's Truma, or else if somebody takes somebody else's wine, and he's Menasech, he makes it also Bahano, so Locha was that you have to pay. So Rashi says, HaMetama Tairosa Shechaveroi Menasech Yim Shechaveroi Havodah Zarah. The Afagav, the Kama, Monach, Vienna Zeka Nikar Mashalim, even though the original thing is still here, we can't really see it, it's called the Hezek Shena Nikar, still you have to pay. Chazru Loimah, then they added on and said another halacha, Af Hamedama, that even if you take somebody's Truma and you mix it up with Chulin, or you take somebody's Chulin and you mix in some Truma to it, that you make it also for the Israel to eat it, also Yechayiv. So Gemara's Mashma, Chazru in. Only because the Rabbanim went and added on this halacha of Medama to this halacha, that Yechayiv. But lechazru loy, if the Chachamim wouldn't have said it clearly, we would have said that the case of Medama Yepata. The question is, my time, what's the difference? Lechura, it doubles a hezek shena nikar. So once Yechayiv in the first cases, I should note automatically that you also chayiv in the case of Medama. That if you take somebody's chulin and you mix some trumer into it, that you make it all also to Yisrael, for sure Yechayiv. So Mor says, Lav Mishum the Kanasnahu. Isn't it because that really we paskin Hezek Shein and Nikar is Potter? That you have to pay by Metam and Menasech is only with the Rabbanim like a Kanas. And therefore the Klal is Miknos like Amrinan. I wouldn't have known the other case because I don't learn out from a Kanas. Therefore only because I said it clearly. So Gemara says, Loi, I tell you maybe, Mikoris Savri, Lehevsid Meruba Choshashu, Lehevsid Muat Lechoshashu. Maybe really from a Knas, the Klal could be, we could learn out. Even though something's a Knas, once the Rabbanan said the Knas here, we could learn out other places also. But you know why I would have said the Medam is different here? Because it's not a Hefzid Meruba, it's only a small loss. Because really you could still sell this Medam to a Kain. It's just that you can't sell it at the normal price, you have to sell it how much the Truma would be worth. So it's a little bit of a loss. Therefore, I wouldn't have known it. But at the end, the Chum said, we're also afraid of a small loss. But really, maybe even something that's a Knas, we could learn out. So Mor says, Aini, it's not true. Because the Mor says like this, the father of Avin learned like this. He had the girls like this. For Rishon at the beginning, they said, first, they said if somebody is Metame, or if somebody is Medame, he's Chayiv. Slamaisa Medama was learned at the beginning, even though it's a Hefsid Muit. So you see, for Hefsid Muit, it was Choshishu. But still, we would not know Menasech. Chazru Loima, then later they entered on and said, Af HaManasech. Even Menasech, even when you take somebody's wine, and you make it into Yayin Nesech, and you return it to him, Yechayiv. So the question is, Chazru in, Loi Chazru Lo. Only because they learned it over and added it on. But if they wouldn't have added on Menasech, I would have said Menasech is Potter. Now, my time, what should be the difference? Why can't I learn out Minasvara if Metam and Medam is Chayiv? So, you see, even though it's Hezek Shein and Nikah still Yechayiv, here also Manasseh should be Chayiv. Why would I have not said this? Lav Mishum Loigam Rinan Mekanasa. Because we see, we can't learn out from Mekanas. So, here it's a proof that Mekanasa Loigam Rinan. So, Mor says, Loi, maybe no. Maybe really Mekanasa you could learn out. But here it's a different reason why you can't learn out. Because I tell you, Mikor, Rasova, Savrik, Rabavin. At the beginning, they held like Rabavin that Manasseh would be Potter, because we would say, come, Leber, Rabbi Minei, since he's Chayiv Misa for being Manasseh, he's Potter for the Hezek. Well, the B'sayv Savrik Rabbi Yirmiyah, and at the end they held like Rabbi Yirmiyah, it's not called Kamlay, because we'll say Yechayiv the moment before Yechayiv for the Misa. What does that mean to say? Mikoras Savrik Rabbi Avin. At the beginning we held like Rabbi Avin. The Yomer Rabbi Avin says that Zorak Chait, if on Shabbos somebody throws an arrow, Mitchilas Arba Olibsayf Arba, he throws the arrow Dalo Damas and Rishus Rabbim. So he's Chayiv Misa for this. Now the Korah Shiroyim Balichosoi, while the arrow was going, the arrow ripped somebody's clothing. So for that, he is a matik. He be chayiv mamin. Still, Rav Avin says potter. This person is potter for paying for the damage that he caused. Why? Shereyakira tzarach hanochihi or mischayiv benafshoi. Because even though really he's only chayiv on Shabbos b'shasta hanocha, when the arrow lands at the end of the four amos. So really, I should say that since he ripped the clothing in between, before his chayiv misa, I should have said his chayiv moment first. Still, Rav Avin says, no, this new svarav is called Akira Tzarech Hanocha, that you only chayiv for the Hanocha on Shabbos because you made the Akira. So therefore, it's called like one big meister, it's called like the chayiv misa, is here from the beginning of the Akira until the end of the Hanocha. So therefore, if you rip somebody's clothing in between, still we say your potter. So the same svar would apply by Menasech also. When you pick up somebody's wine, a Menasech steal it like, so even though the Chiyav Mamet should take place first, because really as soon as you pick up the wine, right away you call like a Gazlin. The Nisach, when do you make it like Asa Bano? First later when you pour it over in front of the Avodah Zarah. So really I should say that you have to pay back the wine, even though the Chiyav Misa is involved, but the Misa comes later. But according to Rav Avin, no, I would say that since to make a nisach, you also first have to pick up the wine, so the picking up of the wine is part of the action of pouring the wine in front of the Avodah Zarah, that it's all called the Chiyav Misa, that's why you be potter for mamon. So that's why at the beginning we said that Menasech, we thought at least, that Menasech would be potter. That's why at the beginning we only learned Metama and Medama. Alright, a turnover. Yeah, so that's Pshat the first, and that's why we thought at the beginning that only Metame and Medama would be Chayiv, not Menasech. Because at the beginning we thought by Menasech we would say, Kamlei, B'derabi Minei. Then the Gemara says, though, but, well, the Psyf at the end, when they were Chayzer, Hatayi Safik Rabbi Yimiyah. They held like Rabbi Yimiyah. The Yomer Rabbi Yimiyah, Mishas Hagbo, Kiniyah. That the Maisi Yechayiv, Mishas Hagbo, is Mishas Hagbo, Kiniyah, Chayiv Le Momin. Mischayiv b'nafshaloi hevi achshas nisach. Rabbi Yirmiyah says we don't say the svar of Akira Tzarech Hanocha, but rather when you first picked up the wine, amanas to steal it, yichayiv. Later when you pour the wine over in front of the Avodah Zarah, that's when you first chayiv. So if so, the moment comes first. Therefore, we held by nisach, you are chayiv, even though yichayiv mis also, but the chayiv moment comes first. Now, but it could be true that kenas, that maybe kenosos, we would learn out one from the other. If you have no proof from here, we don't learn out kenas one from the other. Nothing more says, Rafuna bar Yudik loy levei avyuni. He went in front of avyuni. Osla kaimi the rov, went in front of rova. Omalei klu maisa bol yotcha. Did anything ever happen to you? Notkitsa Rafuna bar Yehuda went to visit Rabbi Avyuni. And they both went in front of rova, and they said to him, klu maisa bol yotcha. Did any action come to you? Omalei, yes. Omala Yisrael Shu and Suv the Kechovim. It once happened where a guy was forcing money away from a Jew. And the Jew showed this rabbah another Jew's money. Boliyada, this case came to me. Vechayavtiv, and I said, it's chayav like our Mishnah. Omala, he said back to him, aha, the Ruv de Lamare. No, go give the money back to the owner. Lord, you can't learn out. The Tanya we learned. Yisrael Shu and Suv the Kechovim. Says Yisrael Shem Suav the Chachamim says clearly that if a guy was forcing money away from a Jew and the Jew showed the guy somebody else's money, that is potter. But if the Jew himself picked up the other person's money and gave it to the Gazlan, then he's chayiv. But just by showing it, he says it's potter. And so he told him the psak that you made that he's chayiv, you're wrong, he's potter. Omar Rava says, in Herem Meyatzmoi, Kenosav Nosam Biyadami Yishno, but if you showed it to him by yourself, that's all considered like you took it and you chayiv. So Rashi says, Meyatzmoi means B'loi Einis. If he weren't forced into it, and then that's also considered like you did it yourself, therefore you'd be chayiv. Now the Pshat Gemara here is like this, that even though the Mishnah it's a mashma for sure yichayiv, that's the way we learned the Pshat, that in Heroi yichayiv, so the Pshat is the way Tosis said, that's because yo dina de garmi. And the Maestro, we don't pass on dina de garmi. So therefore, that's Pshat the Gemara. The Gemara then before brought down the Maestro of Nachmin, told them to pay. The Gemara wanted to know, was it a dina or was it a knas? The Pshat is it a dina that we pass on dina de garmi? Or else could be no, Rav Nachman only made a kenas, like Rashi says, because here this person did it a lot. He was a famous person that kept on telling, showing people where somebody else's things were. That's why the person took away from the Resh Galusa, there Rav Nachman made him pay. And that's why we're coming out now, that Mikra Din Mi'alocha Taka, that's this mission here, that Yisrael Sharon Tzu Evdi Kechovim, the Hera Momen Chavera that you potter, Shino Yipotter is only called the Garmi, and Adina Garmi we hold Yipotter. It's only the imnot of the nosen biyan, if you yourself pick it up and give it away, that's called that you're the mazik. Rails Rabbi just got finished saying now, im hera miyatzma, if you show it yourself, nobody's forcing anything away from you, just you yourself come and show somebody else's field to take it away, that's called that you did a maisa, for that yichayiv. Now the Gemara says, the hugavra, there was a person, the yansu oivdikichovim, that there were goyim there forcing him, they want to take things away from him. The Yachvo Achamro Derav Mori, Parei Derav Pinchas, Parei Derav Chizda. So this person showed the Goyim the Rav Mori's wine. Omalei, then the Goyim said to him, Dori V'yamtuya Bahadon, we want you to help us carry it. So Dori V'yamtuya Bahadayu, Hitaka picked it up and helped them carry it. So now also the Kaim of Rav Ashi. Now they brought this person in front of Rav Ashi. Is he chayiv to pay for this or not? So Rashi says, "Shoyi v'holech imanu lebeit hamelech." We want you to come with us. So, Patrino, Rav Ashi said that the person is the potter. Omale Rabbanu Rav Ashi, the Rabbanu said back Rav Ashi, "I've latani learned before that v'yimnosa v'nosam biyat chayiv." True, if you just show him, you're potter. But if you take it yourself and carry it, you're chayiv. See, since the person, after he showed it to the Goyim, he himself helped pick it up, he should be chayiv. Omalei, he said back to him, no, Hani mili heche deloy ukmo alavayu meikora. That's only with the Goyim, we're not standing there from before. The Rashi says, heche deloy ukminu hoivde gechovim al hamomen, meikora aydei onus. El holach benot of anosin lehem, only where the Jew first took it by himself and then gave it to the Goy. That's when the Jew is chayiv. But here that the Goyim was standing there, and the Goyim said, show us the wine. So as soon as the Jew showed the Goy the wine, the Gemara says, it's considered like the wine is burned up already. In other words, as soon as he showed it to the Goyim, it's considered like the Goyim have it already. So therefore, to just for the showing of it, you're called Adin of the Garmi, for that you're potter on. For the actual picking it up and taking it, it's considered like it's already burnt up already, therefore you potter. When are you chayiv only if you pick it up and take it yourself to the goyim, before the goyim come? Then you chayiv. Eis v'yobavuha l'ravashi. Oma loy onus, if the onus says, hoishitli peki omer zeh, I want you to give over to me this bunch of food. Rashi says, Pskiya Kesher, I want you to hand over to me this food. Is Oy Eshkol Anovim, or else hand me over this grape, this bunch of grapes. For Hushad Loy, and the person does it, Chayiv. So you see, even though the guy is here already, still if he tells you to hand it to him, and you're the one that's handing him the grapes, for that you Chayiv. So you see, if he handed you Chayiv. So Moran says, no, Hocha v'mayaskinon, we're talking about over here. He's Hocha v'mayaskinon, k'goyin v'koyi v'chvei avrid nahora. We're talking about that they're on two different sides of the bank of the river. So therefore, if you wouldn't have handed it over, the goyim couldn't have taken it. So therefore, your handing it over is called like the maisa, mazik, that's why you chayiv. Rashi says, akul mitzadzeh, v'hemid mitzadzeh, di lo yoyven alei, lo motzi yonas l'mishkalei. If you wouldn't have handed it to him, he couldn't have taken it. That's why you chayiv. But in our case over here, where the goyim could have taken it themselves, it's still like it was burnt up right away. And Deikonami, I bring a proof from over here. Tiketoni hoishit, v'loitoni tein shmamina. It says hoishit means looking like hand it over to me. That doesn't just say give it to me. Mashma, you're on the other side of the river. That's why we said it's Lashon of Hoshit. That's why here, Yechayiv. Now the Gemara says, Ahu Shusa, there was a net. Rashi says, Shusa means Machmeris Ledogam Alechayis. A net that they use to catch fish or to catch animals. Two people will argue over it. Each one said it belonged to him. One person gave it over to a policeman, like gave it over to the king's men. Omar Abaye said, this person has a right to say, when I gave it over, I gave it over my own. Therefore, I'm potter. Like it's a sultan, maybe it belonged to him, therefore, he's potter. Omule Rabba said back, the whole community, is it true? Does he have a right to do this? Ela rather, Omar Rabba, Mishamtinule, we put this person into Shamtu, into Nidui. Ademaisi lay until he brings it back. Vekoi bedina, until he'll come into the Din Torah. In other words, who said he did the right thing? Yeah. Hahu Garva, there was a person that have, you know, as he, Rabba, held no, that the Khuri taking away somebody else's money, he had no right to do it. So for that, we'll put you into Shamtu until you return it back. Mar says, Ahu Gabbard was a man to have a boy, Achvuya. He wanted to show like somebody else's property to the Ganif. Aisivna de Chavri. He wanted to show it off to somebody else. His Osla came with the Rav. They came in front of Rav. Omala, he said to him, Le tachve. Don't show the property away. Omala, Machvino. No, I want to show the property away. Is Yosef Rav Kana Kaime the Rav? Rav Kana was sitting there in front of Rav. So Shamtuya Lakuya Minei. Rav Kana like pulled out the windpipe of that person. Rashi says, Litzavore, Shavim Mifrokrosai. The kid said, the person died. So Kori Rav Olei, Rav called upon this person. That the apostle said, Ponecha Ulful Shichbu Broish, Kahutsais, Kasuya Michmar. Matuya Ze, Kivan Shanofa Bemichmar. Just like when Goyim come and take away Jewish property, there's no more Rachmanis on it. Rashi says, Chayev Ushor, a wild animal, when a wild shore is caught in a net, nobody has Rachmanis on him, the same thing, Af Momen Shay Yisrael, Kivan Shanofa Birat Yechovim, as soon as Jewish money is thrown by a guy, nobody has rachmanis on it. So Rashi is a shaper of the Dekatlu, therefore Rav Kana did the right thing. In other words, he wanted to stop this person from giving away Jewish money. So Rashi says, Shaper Mikri Moser, Shediba Boruhu, Shihu Meyacher Sheru. So therefore, Vice Rav Kana got so angry, the sort of person being a Moser, he went and killed him. So therefore he said back to him like this. Omalei Rav Kana said back, Ad idno have a pasoi to lekaftesh v'chzomen. Up until now, the pasoi were the rulers over here. They don't care so much about killing. But vashdik yivoni, now we have the yivonim here, the Greeks here, the kaftesh v'chzomen. They're afraid about v'chzomen. The yamrin, they're going to say, maradna. They're going to come and say that I'm a murderer. So they may come and take me away and kill me. So therefore, Kum Solak Liari the Israel. So they gave him an Eitzah, you go now run to Eretz Israel. But Vikibul Alech, I want you to make up upon yourself a little bit of a punishment over here. That the Leitik Shil Rabbi Yechanan Sheva Shinin, the first 7 years you're there in the Yeshiva in Eretz Israel, but Rabbi Yechanan, not ask him any questions. Don't ask any questions over there. So, Ozal Rav Kana went, Ashkechel Resh Lakish, the Yosef Kum Messiah Mesifta. He saw Resh Lakish like finishing off Shir. The Yomel Rabbanan, he was giving over Shir to the Rabbanan. Omelu Resh Galusa Hecha. So he said, "Where's Resh Galusa? Omelay, Omrulay, am I? What's the difference?" Omelu, he said back to him, "Hi Kushia, Hi Kushia. I have this and this question. Vai Peruka, and this answer." Omelu Ela Resh Lakish. I said over to Resh Lakish. I told over to Resh Lakish. Is also Resh Lakish went. Omelu Ela Rabbi Yechanan. He said over to his Rabbi, Rabbi Yechanan. That what? Ari olam ibovel. You should know when Ari, like a lion, came up from Bovel. In other words, this Rav Kana that came up was a great person. So, la'ayin ma b'mesifto to l'mochor. Be very careful, give a good shiur tomorrow. To l'mochor ayisfe b'dor kama. Tomorrow I'll put him in the first row. So make sure you have a good shiur. So, kaimad Rav Yechanan. So, omal l'shmaitato v'loyaksha shmaitato. V'loyaksha v'loyakshay. So Rabbi Yochanan took over the shiur the next day, and Rav Chana didn't ask any questions. Is anchu yachuroi sheva dora? So he put him back one bench. Ad the yisvei b'dora basra until it happened the second day, the next day, until they put him back in the last row, he ended up. So amalei Rabbi Yochanan Resh Lakish, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. So Rabbi Yochanan now came to Resh Lakish. Ari shamarta nasa shul. Like this Ari, you told me he's a great person. I see he's like a fox. He doesn't know anything. Omas Rav Chana said like this. Yehi Rava Tahani Sheva Dori Leve Chiluf Sheva Shonim Diomli Rav. Let these 7 rows that I had to go back. It should be instead of the 7 years. I wasn't supposed to ask any questions. Is now like what Rav told him. Now the kids are from the Maisi before that Rav Chana killed this person. That's brought down halacha that if you have a mussar, somebody's about to tell upon somebody else's property, you have a right to kill him. That's like Rav Chana did over here. Just Ramon just says that's only if you can't stop him any other way. Like if you could stop him another way, not by killing him, then you're supposed to stop him other ways. But if you have no other way of stopping him, he's going to go and tell another Jew's property to the Goyim. If you have no other way of stopping him, you have a right to kill him. So the kids have kind of didn't do any anavera here, but still he had this type of a knas, like not to ask questions for 7 years. So I've kind of like said, now he wrote some that these seven rows that I had to go back should be considered like the 7 years. So that's what happened. So therefore, now Taka Rav Chana started to ask questions. So Gemara says, so Koma Kari got up on his feet. Omele, he said to Rav Yechon, like, Nahadim Mar Bereisha, please say over the shear again, like. Omele Shmaita Toh, he said over the halacha, the shear, the aksha, and he asked questions. Ukma b'dora kama. He asked questions, so they put him back in the front seat. Oma shmatz of Yaksha, Rabbi Yechonon, Hevi Yosef Asheva b'sartaki. So what happened was, after Rav Chana got back to the first row, now Rabbi Yechonon was sitting on top of 7, like, pillows. So, again, Rav Chana kept on asking questions, Mash Rabbi Yechonon couldn't answer them. Is shofle chode de mesarki mitusa, they pulled away one cushion from Rabbi Yechonon. Oma shmaitato v'yakshele yad shafule kulei v'sateke mitusei ad yosef al arya, that finally Rabbi Yochanan was ending up sitting on the floor. They took away from his 7 questions the 7 pillows. Is the yosef al arya, Rabbi Nalimor says Rabbi Yochanan gavro sava hevi. Rabbi Yochanan was an older person or mesachi geniva, and his eyelashes like covered up his eyes, he couldn't see. Is omalu, they told him, so Rabbi Yochanan said, Dolalili ain't like, open up my eyes, the Yachson, I want to see this Rav Chana. So Dolalai, the Machotza, the Kaspa, used like a silver, a spoon there to open up, take away his eyelashes, they should be able to see Rav Chana. Chozi, the Partimesh of Sosei. He saw Rav Chana, that his lips were like cracked. In other words, it looked like Rav Chana was laughing at Rav Yochanan. So Sover Achva Kamachayuch Bey. So Rav Yochanan thought that Rav Chana was laughing at him, even though really he wasn't. That's his appearance. But Rabbi Yochanan thought he was laughing at him. So Cholish died, Rabbi Yochanan felt very bad. But Noch Nafshei, and because of this, Rav Chana died. The pshat is when a tzaddik feels bad, that's a metzius, like you're putting yourself into Misa. Like Rabbi Chaim Misa say, it's like you're putting yourself into fire. So the fact that you cause Rabbi Yochanan to feel bad, that's the reason why you should die. Lebocha, the next day, Omulu Rabbi Yechon Rabbonin, Rabbi Yechon said to Rabbonin, Chazisi, the Bavloi, Hechi Ovdi, did you see the way this the Babylonian, and those of Khan was laughing at me? Omulu, so he said back to Rabbi Yechon, no, Darki Hochi, that's the way he looked. He wasn't laughing at you. His lips was like a split. Is Ola Gabi Mart, Rabbi Yechon felt terrible. Rabbi Yechon went to his kever.